Welcome to Study with Friends. Today's conversation starts a new section of homework, so if you're following along with the study guides, go to studywithfriends.org and download the document entitled, Why Is It Important to Know the Bible? You'll find it on the homepage. There's a full house for this session with five of us around the table, and we cover a lot of ground. We will continue the series Knowing the Bible with a new facet, Why Is It Important? That's the question we will return to over the next few days, but today we'll focus on some very specific reasons why it's important to know God's Word. I'm so glad you're here to study with friends. Lord, we are so in awe of you. You show up in the most clever ways. You teach us in ways that speak directly to our hearts personally. You give us insights that are relevant to what we're going through right at that moment. And thank you, Lord, for doing that again through this study material. And we just pray expectantly, knowing that you'll continue to do that during our time together. You will show up because you are faithful. And we just invite your Holy Spirit to do that, Lord. In your Son's name, we ask that you would increase yourself in this time. And among us, let our words be glorifying to you and show us new insights. Show us ways that we need to understand you better. We long to understand you better. Help us to remember how amazing and wonderful you are. Help us to yearn for that even outside of this space, day to day. Bring us back to you and help us to grow our relationship with you, because we know that that is the most amazing place we can experience on this side of glory. So we just thank you in advance for teaching us about our own walk, our own steps in the faith, and ask you to continue to do that during this time. Lord, I also pray for all the women around the Word right now, just for all of us, that you would be with us and bless us with your Word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okie dokie.
Why is it important to know the Bible? Deuteronomy 8:3, the second portion, says, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." So as humans, we can answer this question, why is it important to know the Bible, in a few ways. First, maybe we can say we'd like to know what everyone is talking about. John Hayes wrote a book called Introduction to the Bible and reminds us the influence of the Bible permeates almost every aspect of life in the Western world. Laws, literature, art, music, architecture, morals, and of course religion. Many of the Bible's words and phrases are part of our current speech, and allusions to its stories are widely understood. It is a vital part of our total cultural heritage. Indeed, many people would claim that it is, for a variety of reasons, the most important and influential collection of writings ever brought together and bound in a single volume. End quote. So one might argue that it is culturally important to know the Bible. And second reason why we might want to know the Bible is to be a good Christian. Many of us were introduced to reading or studying the Bible when we became believers in Jesus Christ. Often we are encouraged to read the Gospels first to really get a feel for Jesus and his ministry. Many new believers are enthusiastic about beginning to read the Bible, as well they should be. It's the story of our faith. The third reason is to be able to defend it. Many believers dive into the Bible on a deeper level to defend it in their social or familial circles where it may be under attack. Coming from a family full of extremely well-educated atheists, I can relate to this reason. I want to intelligently defend my faith, and I need to know the Bible to do that. The fourth possible answer to this question is to find answers. Let's face it, we're all looking for some answers when life hits us hard. The Bible assures us that our troubles are not haphazard. Psalm 119, verses 71 and 72 says, "It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold." The next reason we might want to know the Bible is to have our own faith. Some of us were raised in the church, learned our Sunday school songs, went to vacation Bible school, youth group retreats, were baptized, confirmed, and married in the church. But there comes a time when we want to make our faith our own truth, not someone else's. The Bible is the place to learn your own walk and discover what God has to offer you on a personal level. This is how your faith becomes your own. Not your mom's faith, not your sister's faith, not your college roommate's faith, yours. As a parent, I cherish the time of influence I have now in my children's lives. They're very young. But I think often of God's promise, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. That's Proverbs 22:6. God is working in the lives of believers from start to finish. These are all good reasons to know the Bible, and perhaps you can come up with even more. But what does the Bible have to say about knowing the Bible? Let's read some passages and discuss what the Bible has to say about itself. Caroline, will you read the Matthew passage? Oh, when you read it, just say what the passage is, please. Okay.
Matthew 4:3-4. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these
stones.
Tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "If it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
So what does that mean for our question, why is it important to know the Bible? Anybody?
It's our oxygen. It's our mm-hmm. It's our reason for living the life we live.
That's good. I'm just gonna, yeah.
And it's a way to defend ourselves against Satan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Last session, and I don't know whether it's going to be the last session on the actual website, but a previous session, someone pointed out that when Jesus was in that temptation scenario, all he did was use Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mm-hmm. God. He could have rebuked the enemy in any way. But he mm-hmm. set such a beautiful model for us on using Scripture to fight mm-hmm. the spiritual battles in our lives. So thanks for hitting that note. Would you read, Sue, mm-hmm. Job 23:12?
Yes, Job 23:12. "I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread."
And how do you think that speaks to the question, why is it important to know the Bible?
I think that because life itself is pretty adversarial, we have to be able to recall Scripture, recall the promises of God to sustain us through those times, to be able to resist temptation. I mean, it's the daily bread portion of that just speaks to having to literally have Scripture in your mind, on your lips, in your heart, every single day.
Yeah, and by virtue of it being a Job passage, we know that the word mm-hmm. you said, sustain, is really key. I mean,
mm-hmm.
poor Job really needed to know his faith was mm-hmm. real.
And the fact that he, after all he had been through by chapter 23 of this book, was able to say, "I have not departed from the commands of his lips." Mm-hmm. He knew himself that he had not strayed, no matter how horrible the situation was that he was in. He had chosen to be mm-hmm. obedient to God's word.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Sharon, do you have Psalm 19:8?
"The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes."
Tell me about that, yeah.
Yeah, I love that because the world tries to find joy through material things, through glamour, the stuff that's thrown to us, and it's so temporary. But when we can just look to Him, it fills us. It gives joy to our heart, to our very soul. It isn't temporal. It's eternal. I see that as such a gift.
Mm-hmm. And how do we have that if we don't know His Word? I mean, you know. So the more you dig, has it been your experience, the more you dig in and understand God's word and spend time in God's word, the more that experience in your soul of just content and joy grows?
It touches you in a real way when you and you think, wow. Like, and you can read it, and you might have read it 10 times, but with your circumstance or what's going on, it's new, and it touches you in a different way, and it makes you feel that God is with you.
And in a personal way.
In a personal way.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
God's word is living and active. I can't think of the scripture. I think it's Hebrews. But if you don't spend time in his word, you don't get it. You don't get that it is really living and active. It is responsive. Mm-hmm. It's it makes itself germane to whatever you're experiencing. It's miraculous. And there's no way to describe that. It's almost like, I have a friend who just had a baby. And she was like, I had no idea. I was like, I know. There's no way to describe the spectrum of, you have no idea. You know, this, how much you love them, how much you want to cry because you feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. You can't prepare for that. And this is the same way. You can't explain to someone how personal God's word can be. They mm-hmm. just have to experience it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's an important passage for that. Amy?
Mm-hmm. I have Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. And what this scripture means to me is that if you know the word well, God's going to help you stay on the right path, the path that he has chosen for us. You can rely on that in times of trouble and, you know, when things aren't clear. If you're in the word or you know the word well, it'll guide you.
I also, kind of jumping to what Sue had said with that, and this spoke to me as well. In addition to knowing the word, literally knowing the word, to fight the demons, to fight temptation, mm-hmm. I find it so beneficial, and I learned this from Holly, to use it when you're doing an intercessory prayer or when you're asking for something, because you know, especially in terms of my husband or my children, when I have, you know, for I know the plans you have for him, mm-hmm. plans to mm-hmm. prosper, plans to, it just, I feel like it's stronger. It's mm-hmm. I'm it, you know, I'm just like Jesus did in the garden, mm-hmm. he the used desert. That mm-hmm. the desert. He mm-hmm. used those words and mm-hmm. he used those to fight. But I feel like if you have those words to pray and ask, mm-hmm. then it's more meaningful for some mm-hmm. reason.
I'm so glad you brought that around. We're gonna do an entire study on that, and I that's another thing mm-hmm. I think people can't wrap their brain around until they actually try it and experience it, that makes our prayer life so much more powerful. Jesus said, abide in me and I will abide in you, and anything you ask will be granted to you. What doesn't mean you get to just ask whatever you want. Right. It means when you get down into it, in the dirt, and dig it up and honor me and be that much literally on the same page as I am, mm-hmm. your prayers will be more effective.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Using God's word to petition God mm-hmm. And it can create an explosion in your right. prayer life.
And sometimes it can answer what's on your heart. You know, when you think you're asking for A, and then you get into the word, whether it's through devotionals or just looking up or where to find it in the Bible, any of those things, all of a sudden you might get an answer to A and realize A is not really what you wanted. You wanted B. Mm-hmm. And you were just asking for the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And I just needed to read what you said in order to answer my own prayer.
John 1:1 is, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we all know that that word was Jesus. So when you're living, I love to make that play on that substituting Jesus for the word.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the word living and active in your heart every day, you have Jesus Christ living and active in your heart every day. When you pray with the word, it's Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that is praying through you. I mean, I liked how you just said when you pull that thread through.
Yeah, when you're literally on the same
like
page,
yes.
Using God's word to position
you're,
God.
When you're trying to literally link all this together,
He
does.
He honors that. And
to pray.
It's a supernatural experience.
To pray in the word.
Mm-hmm.
To pray in the word is just amazing.
And it's a supernatural experience.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a couple times, I feel like you were in one Bible study. It was in the library. And I had an experience when my mother passed away. I don't want to say this too many times because I feel it's such a huge crossroads in my faith. I bring it up a lot. But I had an experience when my mother died that I sort of, because my brother and I, my brother's in full-time ministry. He's a youth and family pastor at a Presbyterian church in Erie. Hey, bro. I, you know, was at the time a Bible study teacher, and I was sure we were going to get the miracle because we would know what to do with it. You know what I mean? That we would run out and use it as a testimony, and we would preach it from the mountaintops. We did not get the miracle, and my mother died. And even though she was dying for a long time, and I saw it happening, and hospice was telling us it's coming, it's still, you're never ready. And I was very frustrated with God, of course. I was angry. I railed for a while. And I think, I need to say that I think that that's okay with God.
Mm-hmm.
He's not upset by that. It's part of the relational.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if your relationship with God isn't always unicorns and, you know, fairy tales. That's not what he wants. He wants a real relationship with us. But the crossroads for me was, why am I praying if you're just going to do what you're going to do anyway? And trusting in his sovereignty, you know, even being able to say, I trust that this is in your plan, and your plan is good, and you prosper and not to harm. But how does that relate to why am I praying?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I praying? I'm not going to spoil it. We have a whole segment on it. But to me, the journey that I went through with the Lord in answering that question, he was so faithful when I came to I won't say the end of the journey because the journey goes on, but to the end of that question. Because now I will tell anybody who, you know, has two ears how powerful prayer can be. But I had to struggle through that. And on the other side, God was so faithful to both my struggle and to the ways that I learned to use prayer that it can be a supernatural experience. So as a result, I'll pray very boldly. And some people, it makes them uncomfortable. If you come from a church that's, or a faith perspective that says, if it's your will, if it's not your will, and I'm on board with that. Of course, if it's his will, I want it. But I'm not afraid to say, but here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do for your people. Here's what I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm rattling the gates of heaven for this God. He honors that too. And what we're going to do, an entire segment on the website about that, because I'm so passionate about it, but that's part of the process. And I feel like you may have been in one of the
mm-hmm.
Bible studies when I did that, and it was a palpable, we felt the Holy Spirit. It was like everybody got goosebumps, and I wasn't sure, you're never sure if it's just you or if everybody else is feeling it. And I just kind of looked around and I was like, did you feel that? It was almost like, you know, an earthquake. Like, am I the only one? Am I having a stroke right now? You know, or you guys, I get that too. And God honors that. There can be, you know, we all have the Holy Spirit that resides in us, but there can be sort of that whoosh experience too. And there are ways.
Like Pentecost?
Yes. And you know,
that
is accessible to us
mm-hmm.
still. For us to minimize our power is just so wrong. So praying God's word and knowing the scripture so you can pray it is a huge reason for why to know the Bible. I ran off on a tangent there, but I'm glad you mentioned that, so thanks for bringing it. I don't even know where we are. Oh, we're on my verse, Proverbs 6:23, which says, "For these commands are a lamp, this teaching is a light, and the corrections of discipline are the way to life." Of course, I think that the interpretation there is knowing God's word. Why do we need to know God's word? Because it shows us God's path. And Jesus said, "I came that you would live and have life and have it abundantly." God means for us not just to have his word for a salvation experience, but to have a better life. Like you said, Sharon, you know, abiding in his word provides really a better quality of life. And that's what he wants. And in this passage, these commands are a lamp, this teaching is a light, and the corrections of discipline are the way to life. It reminds me that understanding his word is how I get a little tuned up. I get convicted. I know when I've fallen a little bit off the path. I don't know that if I don't know his word, because I don't know his commands. I don't know his precepts. I don't know his personality. And I don't know when I have displeased him, because I don't know him if I haven't read his word. So that's my interpretation of Proverbs. Does anybody want to add to that? Flinny, you have 2 Peter.
2 Peter 1:19. "And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." It endurance. Mm. Like, it spoke to me with just endurance, when because nobody goes full throttle the whole time, you know.
That's good insight.
I'm sure Jesus didn't. You know, we saw that.
Yes, he would go off and pray.
Yeah. Nobody. You got to constantly fill the tank, and it's just a promise of endurance. Just you know.
That's a beautiful insight. Thank you. And that's not what I got. I got the same general sense. Right. But I love what you got. I want to just add at this point, when I'm studying my Bible and I want to establish a solid biblical understanding of something, I try to find scriptures that speak to that subject from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. I strongly believe that when God reiterates, it's purposeful. There are certain things in the Bible and I've struggled with because they're only in one tiny place. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody, so I'm not going to share the things that I've struggled with, although maybe I'll tackle them in later sessions. But there's one in particular. It's an experience with who was the guy before David? King Saul.
Yeah.
I was thinking not Paul.
You're
Saul.
Singing Saul. Yeah, Paul, yeah. Right.
I lost my way there. Thank you. And Samuel. And when he went to the witch of Endor, I struggle with that passage. Nowhere else in the Bible is there anything like that. And now that I've said it, I'll have to teach on it. But so for me, that says something. What is he saying implicitly by only having that in one tiny little place in the Bible? And I really wrestled with it. So then the opposite, I think, is also true. If God keeps saying it in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, all over, in the teachings of Jesus, in the teachings of the prophets, then that's something that you better make sure you put in your top 20 stuff to understand from the Bible. And so when I'm struggling with a concept or trying to find a better understanding, I always want to make sure that I'm pulling something from the Old Testament that speaks to it and something from the New Testament, if I can. Just a little tip. And there are certainly many roads that lead us to the Bible and many valid reasons for why it is important to know God's word. I'm sure you found that the more you read your Bible, the more you want to read. But perhaps the most important reason for studying the Bible is discovered in 1 Samuel 3:21. Sue, do you have that?
I do. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh. And there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word.
So simply, what is revealed to Samuel through God's word?
God himself.
Yeah. So it's such a simple concept. We sometimes skip the simplicity of what we get and why we need to read the Bible, but it's how we know God, the God that we worship. And we should all be responsible for knowing him. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to just make a side note. Samuel was experiencing an audible voice. If you look prior, you know, to that passage, God's actually speaking, in quotes, to Samuel, mm-hmm. out loud, which, you know, obviously would be an amazing experience. We have God's written word, and I just need to say from my faith perspective, I make no distinction. I believe that the Bible is every bit God's word as the vocalization Samuel heard. And I think to myself, if Samuel could have recorded God's word and repeated it, I know he would have, just to be able to hear it again and again. And so how blessed are we that God actually wrote it down for us, that we can go back to it again and again. So to me, I don't distinguish between, and I just didn't want there to be any gray area. Well, in the Samuel passage, God was actually speaking. In my faith perspective, the word of God that's sitting on my lap right now is no different than Samuel's experience with an audible voice. They are both God's word from his mouth, God breathed. I'm praying right now that you come to believe what Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. He goes on to name some great things scripture is useful for, but let's not miss the message. All scripture is from God. In just the same way God spoke to the prophets, he speaks to us today. I, for one, am very thankful that I have his word in written form. I need the blessing of hearing it or reading it again and again to really absorb what he's telling me. I'm a little stubborn and slow to submit sometimes. You may feel that some scripture passages are easier to swallow than others. I encourage you to wrestle, really wrestle, with God over those passages. If he said it, he meant it. You'll be blessed by the process of understanding God and his word better. He will meet with you inside those questions, and you'll come out the other side richer and wiser in the Lord.